and welcome to the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes with me, Steve Ashley. This week, I'm taking a nostalgic trip back to the much-missed Wurlitzer in the Granada Theatre, Clapham Junction, which was opened in 1938 and now resides in a much smaller theatre in Geneva, Switzerland. To open in fine style, here's one of the Granada circuit organists, Dudley Bevan, recorded in 1939 with a medley of the day. Blue Skies Around the Corner, Park Parade and My Own, Dudley Bevan playing the Granada Clapham Junction Wurlitzer in 1939. The Granada Circuit Wurlitzers were frequently broadcast by the BBC throughout the 1940s, 50s and 60s, when the corporation all but ceased broadcasting theatre pipes. One artist who was a regular contributor to these programmes was Brian Rodwell, and it's quite likely that this next track of Earl Hagen's Harlem Nocturne, recorded in 1955, was used in such a broadcast. Thank you. The Granada was converted to three screens in 1973, with the stalls under the balcony being split into two small cinemas. That lasted until closure in 1980, when the Wurlitzer was removed and eventually sold to the Collège Claparède in Geneva. In 1991, the auditorium was returned to a single space and reopened as Gala Bingo, but 8 years later, the Gala itself was closed. The building remains, now with the addition of expensive apartments, and the auditorium converted to a conference centre. Reginald Dixon with Dancing Time No. 4, Part 1, Love Makes the World Go Round, and Change Partners, recorded in 1939 for the Rex label. Coming forward to October 1968 and to a concert at the Granada Clapham Junction with Jackie Brown, which fortunately was recorded by a member of the audience and recently sent to me by John Leeming of the Cinema Organ Society. While the technical quality of the taping isn't outstanding, the artistry of Jackie Brown shines brightly on the Shapiro Campbell Connolly composition from 1928, If I Had You. The very effective understage installation of the 8-unit Wurlitzer, which not only sounded fabulous in theatre, but also recorded very well, made it a natural choice for the Granada 3's recordings, especially with the grand piano on stage. The trio consisted of Dudley Bevan on the Wurlitzer and two other Granada organists, Harry Farmer and Leo Ray, on piano. This is a novelty composed in the USA in 1895, correctly known as The Streets of Cairo or The Poor Little Country Maid, but often known as The Snake Charmer. took us back to Brian Rodwell with a 1978 in-concert recording, complete with something clattering to the floor close to the start. One of the perils of live recording, of course. Composed in 1958 by Neil Hefti, who also brought us Girl Talk and Lil Darlin, Brian went back to his love of jazz stylings with Spelunky. It's about time for me to wind up this edition of Hot Pipes, so I'm closing with a track that was released on a Decca World of the Cinema Organ LP in 1971, which I originally assumed was recorded on the Empress Ballroom Wurlitzer. Not so. It's the Granada Clapham Junction instrument in the wonderfully rhythmic hands of Horace Finch. This is a medley of Angels Never Leave Heaven, Taint What You Do, and Wishing. The Wurlitzer of the Clapham Junction Granada was opened in 1938 by Donald Thorne, of whom I have but one dreary track at that venue and hence not included in today's show. But I do hope that you've enjoyed my selection of music and artists from those bygone years. Apparently the fiery characteristics of the organ have been preserved in its current location in Geneva, but sadly it's rarely played in public. Next week I'll be going back to the USA for the last in the current series featuring one installation, the Lauren Whitney Studio in Glendale, California, which saw many of the greats of the 50s and 60s through its doors. If you'd like to know more, or indeed hear more of this music from the King of Instruments, my website hotpipes.eu is a good starting place, with links to many other sites around the world. So, until the same time, on this same station next week, this is Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes wishing you all a fond farewell. Thank you.